Welcome to another edition of Clearing Customs. I'm your host, Dania Beckford. We're heading into our busy Christmas season, known for the clearance of thousands of barrels in just a short period of time. Clearing barrels can be a tedious process if persons are unfamiliar with the way to do so. To help us understand the process to clear personal effects barrels, I'll be speaking to Mrs. Natalie Cameron, Customer Service Manager in Kingston at Jamaica Customs. Welcome, Mrs. Cameron.
Thanks for having me, Dania.
Mrs. Cameron, persons often complain that they have such a hard time clearing barrels at Christmas time. Can you take us through the process?
Sure, Daniel. At Jamaica Customs Agency, we have narrowed down the process to 5 steps to clear a barrel. Once persons understand these steps, it will not seem that difficult. But I have a few tips for our customers before I outline the steps. Try your best to clear your barrel before the Christmas rush to eliminate unwarranted waiting period due to the amount of cargo that is on the ports. Also, do not take the advice from persons who claim that they can make the process easier for you. This oftentimes makes the process even longer and more costly.
Okay, point well taken, Mrs. Cameron. But tell us, where does this whole process start?
First, the importer must collect the bill of lading from the shipping agent or their airway bill from your airline agent. Present the documents to the port operator or the warehouse keeper. Pay handling or storage fees, if applicable. If you have traveled and you received a C-27 form, popularly known as the yellow form, at the airport, take it along with your passport, TRN card, to the customs supervisor at the berth or warehouse where your barrel is stored for verification. After which, also take your bill of lading or your airway bill, your customs declaration, which is the C-86, and customs entry form, C-78X, to the customs manifest section, where your documents will be checked and verified by the manifest clerk. All these documents should then be taken to the security personnel at the warehouse where your barrel is stored. Your barrel will then be located and placed in the examination area. I also want to remind our importers that you should not open your barrel unless you are instructed to do so by the customs officer.
Okay, so those are the 5 steps. But I know that at one point you had to pay your duty at the cashier and then go back to the customs officer. Is that still happening?
Actually, no, Dania. Customers no longer have to go back to the customs officer to get their release form. Upon payment to the cashier, a release form will be issued by the cashier, which the customer will take to the port gate office for their gate pass to be printed. The customer will then take this gate pass and release form to the delivery area, where their goods will be given to them, and they will be able to take their goods off the premises.
Okay, this makes the process so much easier. But what is the cost to clear a personal effects barrel?
Dania, the cost to clear a personal effects barrel is only a flat rate of Jamaican 6,500. Please note, this cost is not applicable for barrels with commercial quantities or items for resale. Personal effects can be classified as food items, household items, and also clothing. And none of these items should be in commercial quantities.
Thank you, Mrs. Cameron. We have come to the end of this week's program. My guest was Mrs. Natalie Cameron, Customer Service Manager in Kingston at Jamaica Customs, who made the process to clear barrels easy for us. I invite you to visit our website at www.jacustoms.gov.jm, where you can access live help by clicking on the live help link or via our 24-hour quick response team at quick.response@jacustoms.gov.jm or call us at 1-888-CUSTOMS for more information. I am Dania Beckford.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.